That is Mount Tabor. This is the traditional location of Jesus' transfiguration. The moment when Jesus went up to the mountain with Peter, James, and John and was transfigured. That means his clothing became white, glistening intensely white. No fuller could bleach them whiter. A fuller was someone who cleans clothing. And on the mountaintop, Jesus met Moses and Elijah, the patriarchs of the Jewish faith. It says that the power and the glory of God came over Jesus, and he was transfigured, and his full identity was revealed to the disciples, the Christ, the Lord, the Son of God. Now, up to that point of transfiguration, Jesus had accomplished much. Profound teaching like the Sermon on the Mount, demonstrating the power of the coming kingdom of God and how he healed people, fed thousands with only a few loaves and a few fishes. He commanded the natural elements. He outreached to those who were at the edge of the community, the lost and the forsaken. It was truly a time of jubilee and restoration. The story of Jesus could have ended at Tabor. It's not hard to imagine it doing so. Tabor becomes then the final moment of a revelation, a revealing of Jesus' spiritual nature, and then he's back to God. Think about it. It could have and would have been a successful journey. In fact, a complete success, victory after victory in word and deed over and over again until it culminated in that most magnificent point with Jesus on Mount Tabor, resonating with the glory and power of God before Peter, James, and John. Been a moment of pure wonder and amazement and joy if that had been Jesus' journey. He came from God, came down into the human condition, lived for a time in the valley with us, and then he ascended back up to the mountain and then disappeared into God from the mountaintop. That would be quite a story, don't you think? Where do you think Christianity would be today if that had been the Jesus story? In fact, would there be such a thing as Christianity at all? Would the disciples have hung together after that moment of Jesus ascending back to God from Mount Tabor? Would they have proclaimed Jesus the Christ to the world? What would that have looked like? What message might have been translated through the generations up to our own time? I wonder if there would even be such a thing as Trillium United Church here today if that had been the Jesus journey. Hard to know. I will tell you one thing for sure. It would have been a much easier journey for Jesus, because look at all that he would have been able to avoid. All the major confrontation with the Jewish authorities, that showdown with the Romans. He could have stepped away from all the violence, avoided the pain and suffering of his arrest and trial, avoided the horrible death on a cross that he endured, the public humiliation and shame that went with it. He could have avoided also all the heartache of watching his disciples profoundly fail the test. He wouldn't have had to experience Judas's betrayal or Peter's denial and all his disciples fleeing him at his moment of trial. Given a choice, I would have taken the shortcut from Mount Tabor back to heaven. That seems like a good plan to me. Have you ever played a board game that has a shortcut in it? A game that you might be behind in. But you land on the lucky square and you get to take the shortcut, and voila, a whole section of the board has been passed over. And now you're out in the lead. You were way behind, but now you're out in the lead feeling so great. I remember as a kid playing the game Candyland. Anybody remember that game at all? Right at the very beginning of Candyland, the game has something called Rainbow Trail. If you go to the next slide there, right at the very beginning. If you get a lucky break at the beginning, you can land on that square and you cut a whole section of the path away. Just go back to the past slide, Dave. No, just go that. There we go. You get a whole swath of the board passed by because you made the shortcut, or you took the shortcut. Now, if there had been a Jesus board game, the shortcut would have been about halfway through the game, and it would have led from Mount Tabor to victory. Got a little mountain symbol up there for you, and a little crown. Mount Tabor, victory, the crown. If we were designing a Jesus board game, he could have taken one giant step and the game is over. Of course, Jesus doesn't take the shortcut. He could have. He got to the right square. This was the God square, the one with the mountain on it, the mountain square. He could have taken the direct path back to heaven, but he didn't. And the question is, why didn't he? Why did he come down from the mountain when he had a chance to take the shortcut? Why did he deny himself and take up his cross? Why did he set his face to Jerusalem with all that this entailed? And I think the answer is this. If Jesus goes back to God at Mount Tabor, he goes back to God as the Son of God. And he goes back to God alone. See, because he's the one and only. He gets to make the leap from Mount Tabor back to heaven, to victory. See, only he gets to take the shortcut back to God. In order that we can go back with him, he has to come down the mountain. See, we don't get to take the shortcut back to God. We have to go the whole way. And so, therefore, so does he. He has to go the whole human way. He has to go the whole human way. He has to go all the way to the end, the way the rest of us go. And I think this is the real agony of his journey. You see, Jesus knows that he can get through on the basis of him being Son of God. The Son of God is not touched by the violence of this world culminating in death. Death has no power over him as Son of God. He knows that. In fact, Jesus states very emphatically from the beginning of his ministry that he came with the purpose of dying. He will get through to the other side as Son of God, even if he walks the whole path of the game. That's not in question. The real question of Good Friday and Easter is, can Jesus get through to the other side as a human being? What the New Testament calls Son of Man. If he falters and fails at this moment, if the trial of the moment overwhelms him as a human being, then he goes back to God only as Son of God, the one and only. He goes back without his humanity. He goes back without us. That is why when Jesus was arrested, he upbraided his disciples for turning to violence to protect him. One of the disciples pulled out a sword and attacked one of the gang members come to arrest Jesus. He cut off his ear. Jesus said at that moment, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?" Of course, if Jesus cried out to God for help, he would be crying out as Son of God. That would be the basis of his claim to God. He wouldn't be crying out as a human being. God would respond by sending the legions of angels to his assistance. But that's why he can't appeal to God in this way at this moment. It doesn't solve the problem. He has to get through as a human being, not as Son of God. He's got to get through as a human being. If he only gets through as God, then he might as well have taken the shortcut from Tabor to heaven. Sidestepped all of this stuff. Jesus has to get through all of this as a human being. And it means he has to go the whole way, the whole way. As a human being, he has to journey through the full consequences of our human frailty, even to including death. And not just any kind of death, a death that comes from hatred and sin, a death that's used as a form of punishment and condemnation by the world, a death we see all around us in the news. See, that's why Easter is so important, so critical. It means he has got through. Jesus Christ has arisen. It means he's gotten through both as Son of God and as Son of Man, both in his divinity and also his humanity. It means that what he was up to worked. It worked. And that is why he came back with a body. See, God doesn't need a body, but we human beings need a body. He comes back as God and as a human being to us. Jesus' triumph is not only that he made it through, as amazing as that is, not only that he's arisen, it's not only that he made it through as a human being, but it means that through him, our frail human nature has been brought into the very heart of God. That is the significance of his resurrected body. It's a sign of divinity and humanity united in one person. Our humanity was raised with Jesus into the very heart of God. Into the very heart of God. See, because Jesus had no intention of going back to God alone. No way. Jesus is going back with a very large throng of people with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That throng may include you and me and a host of people uncountable, innumerable. Jesus has made it through so that we can make it through too with him. Easter is the moment when our Lord triumphed over sin and death. That means that going through the whole game board works. We don't need to take shortcuts. We don't need to look for them either. We can stop looking for those shortcuts, stop hoping for them. Jesus' triumph saves the whole human race. He's got our human nature over the victory line without the need for any shortcuts. He didn't cross the victory line in spite of our human nature, but because of it. He showed us it can be done. Every human being has been provided with a way of accessing to the very presence and heart of God. And perhaps most importantly of all, not only do we get access into the very presence and heart of God, but God now, because of Easter, gets direct access to us. God is able to come and live in our hearts and our minds in a new and powerful way. See, Jesus didn't return to God as the one and only. He returned to God as the first of a large and boisterous family, and he calls you and me to walk the game of life with purpose and confidence. With the knowledge that God is with us. In every aspect of our human journey, there is nothing in this world that can separate us from the love of God. Nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, nothing today, tomorrow, or in the past, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can come between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, embraced us and our human nature and took it all the way to the cross and then through it.